From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. The Missouri Ethics Commission has dismissed a complaint against Attorney General Josh Hawley over pro bono legal services he received in 2016. The complaint dismissed yesterday was filed by Attorney Jane Duker. She alleged that Hawley should have reported the services as a gift or donation to his 2016 Attorney General campaign. A Washington, D.C.-based law firm represented Hawley at the time over a Sunshine request for his university emails when he was still a University of Missouri School of Law associate professor. The commission decided Hawley did not violate campaign finance rules because the firm represented him in his capacity as professor, and the services did not constitute a gift. Governor Mike Parson will no longer block users on his social media accounts as he did when he was lieutenant governor, according to his staff. Parson and former Governor Eric Greitens both regularly blocked critics, drawing criticism from many free speech advocates. Since Parson became governor, his staff has created new official accounts, the Kansas City Star reported. Parson's communications director, Steele Shippey, said all of the governor's personal and campaign accounts will abide by whatever policy is established and will unblock anyone who was previously blocked. Parson's official staffers no longer have access to his personal or campaign accounts, and the governor's office will not block anyone from seeing or interacting with posts on social media. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says she's glad the state has decided not to pay private attorneys who represented former Governor Eric Greitens' office against potential impeachment proceedings. Galloway had previously raised concerns about Greitens' attempts to use taxpayer funds for his attorneys. Greitens claimed they represented his office in an official capacity. Office of Administration Commissioner Sarah Steelman decided yesterday that the lawyer's work primarily benefited Greitens personally and not the governor's office. Steelman's office said today that the total amount billed to the state was a little over $153,000. Elected officials and members of the faith community came together to raise money for an organization devoted to combating poverty, according to the Columbia Missourian. More than 50 churches were represented yesterday at the Boone County Community Prayer Breakfast. The purpose of the meetings is to bring together the faith community to collectively address issues facing Columbia. The meeting raised $4,000 for Love Incorporated, a local nonprofit which fights poverty in Columbia. The group has plans to expand their furniture bank and open a new coffee shop. The Boone County Electric Corporation donated a building for the initiative, which will be staffed by Columbians who face barriers to employment. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.